Good morning. Welcome into our prayer time right here on WHCB 91.5 The Blessing. Kenneth Hill is my name, and I'm the host of your prayer time get-together every morning, Monday through Friday at 6 o'clock. Want to remind you, if you would like to send us church news or community news, the best way to do it is to send it to us by email, going to our website, whcbradio.org, whcbradio.org, and you can go to the contact us link and email us any information that you have that you want us to share with others. A.B. Simpson was the founder of the Christian Missionary Alliance. He was a Presbyterian pastor and theologian. He was also a hymn writer, and he wrote sermons by the hundreds and books. One of the books he wrote, and this was back in the early 20th century, A Larger Christian Life was the name of one of his books. And there was a portion of that called Filled with the Spirit, and I wanted to touch some of that from Dr. A.B. Simpson. Ye are complete in Him, Colossians 2:10. That word complete also means filled. And Ephesians 5:18 says that we are to be filled with the Spirit. The emphatic word in both of those verses is the word filled. It's the Greek word which means to fill full, so full that there's no room to be left empty. This is the thought which, with the assistance of the Holy Spirit, is the message for us. It doesn't mean to have a measure of the Holy Spirit and to know a good deal about Christ, but to be wholly filled with and possessed by the Holy Spirit and to be utterly lost in the life and fullness of Jesus. It's the completeness of the filling which constitutes the very essence of the perfect blessing. A fountain half full will never become a spring. A river half full will never become a water power. A heart half filled will never know the peace of God which passeth all understanding, which is mentioned in Philippians 4:7, nor will it know the power which flows from the inmost being as rivers of living water, mentioned in John chapter 7, verse 38. The filling is all connected with the living person. We're not filled with an influence, not filled with a sensation, not filled with a set of ideas or truths. We are not filled with a blessing. We're filled with a person, Jesus Christ. It's very strange, very striking for us. It's wholly different from all other teaching. Human systems of philosophy and religion all deal mainly with intellectual truths, moral conditions, external acts. Greek philosophy was a system of ideas. Confucianism, a system of morals. Judaism, a system of laws and ceremonies. Christianity all centers in a living person. Its very essence is the indwelling life of Christ Himself. He's not only the head and founder of Christianity, but He is forever its living heart and substance, and the Holy Spirit is simply the agent and channel through whom He enters, possesses, and operates in the consecrated heart. This reduces Christian life to great simplicity. We do not require to get filled with a great many compartments and with great many different experiences, ideas, or influences, but in the center of our being, to receive Him in His personal life and fullness, and then He flows into every part and lives out His own life in all the diversified experiences and activities of our life, which is so manifold. Well, are we going to realize then that God has made each of us not a self-contained world of power and perfection, but simply a capacity to receive Him? We are a shell to hold Christ's fullness. We're a soil to receive His living seed and fertilizing streams, and to produce in union with Him the fruits of grace. Are we going to realize that God has so constituted Christ and the Holy Spirit, who is also the Spirit of Christ, as perfectly to meet and satisfy the capacities and possibilities of our being, so that while we are nothing without Him, His life and grace equally require us for their full development? Into His living Son, God has poured all His fullness, so that in Him dwelleth all the fullness of the Godhead bodily, Colossians 2:9. The Holy Spirit has now become the great reservoir and system of distributing pipes and channels through which the fullness of Christ flows unto us. There's nothing which God requires of a man, or which man can ever need in the varied problems and troubles of life, except that Christ possesses it for us. And we may have an exact adjustment to our every need by simply receiving Him. This is the meaning of that beautiful expression found in John 1:16-17. Of His fullness have all we received, even grace for grace, for the law was given by Moses, but grace and truth came by Jesus Christ. All other systems gave us merely the ideas of things or the commandments or laws which require them of us. But Christ brings the power to realize them and is Himself the reality and substance in our hearts and lives. Christ is the great typical man, but He's more than a pattern or a type, exhibiting what we ought to be and demanding our imitation. He is also our living head and progenitor of the very life which He Himself exhibits, begetting in each one of us by a living impartation of His very being, and reproducing Himself in us by the very power of His own life, and then feeding and nourishing this life by the Holy Spirit out of His own being. Christ's person, therefore, is the very substance and support of the life that He requires of us. Putting it in layman's terms, it's simply Jesus Christ living His life through us. And we know that Christ is truly the fullness of every part of our life. The idea of filling implies universality and completeness in the range within which Christ fills us. We're not filled unless we're filled in every part. And this is just what Christ proposes to do in our salvation. You see, it's important for us to understand that we are filled with the Spirit and we're complete in Christ. Let's go to prayer. Heavenly Father, we thank You for Your word, and we thank You for the reminder of being filled, the necessity of being filled with the Spirit of God. And we thank You. We thank You for the reminder, but we thank You also for the very filling of the Holy Spirit in our lives. We ask today that You would receive our thanksgiving for salvation, for the working of Your very being in our being. And we ask, Lord, that You would use us for Your honor and glory today, make provision for us, give us this day our daily bread, and give us the daily necessities for the work of WHCB so we may continue doing what You've called us to do. We thank You, Father. We give You praise in Jesus' name. Amen.